Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Mem Tes. Chulin 49b, pagination is 98. We're going to take a glance at some words in the Gemara, about 8 lines down. Middle of the line, Tosaf Kurum V'Niklaf, and then we'll start a little bit below that. I'll explain in a moment. The Gemara is making the distinction between chelev and shuman. Chelev is typically translated as fat. Shuman is also fat, but shuman is a kosher form of fat, whereas chelev is the technical term that's used when we mean it's not kosher. These two terms come up most prominently when a person eats food and he's not sure afterwards if it was kosher or not. The presentation that's brought in the Gemara is that he ate something that he's not sure if it's chelev or shuman. Two different types of fat. But if you know their origin in the animal, then you would be able to define whether it's chelev, the forbidden fat, or shuman, the permitted fat. And that's the case where a person has a doubt and brings a korban accordingly. Not sure if he was in violation. So the distinction between chelev and shuman is tosav, if it drapes over the organ that it covers, rather than adhering to it strongly. Kurum, it has its own membrane. V'niklaf, and it can be peeled. If the chelev can be pulled off easily as a sheet, then we're dealing with chelev, we're dealing with the non-kosher type of fat. Whereas, if it is not draping over it, but very closely adhered, it bonds with the organ that's below it. So then we're dealing with shuman, that's the kosher type. In Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Hilchas Chelev, which is Simen Samech Dalid, we find in Sif Dalid, Ezehu Chelev, what's the definition of chelev? That's the forbidden fat by a domesticated animal. Kol shehu tosav, if it's draping over it, kurum, it has a membrane, v'niklaf, and it can be peeled. That will be our working definition for chelev, the non-kosher fat. Now, there is a distinction, which we'll mention, develop in a moment, that chelev is forbidden only in behemos, domesticated animals. But if you're dealing with a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, such as a deer, or the rules of ophos, birds, are very different. But if you're dealing with the behema, the classic cow type case, this is the distinction, whatever the minor exceptions might be, by the heart, whatever. But basically, this is the definition. Chelev can be peeled, is forbidden. Shuman adheres well, and it's the kosher type of fat. Let's begin our actual learning about a quarter of the way down on the page, in the middle of the line. Amar Rav, Rav said, Chelev tahor so same. Tamei eino so same. Rav taught that if you're dealing with the fat that's kosher, then it seals it up so that if there's a puncture in the organ, but the kosher fat covers it up and seals it up, that's a reliable seal because it adheres well. Tame, if it's dealing with the non-kosher fat, the chelev, eino so same. It doesn't seal it up. And based on all of our background and explanations, it's a logistical explanation. It's very obvious. the shuman, the kosher fat, is bonding, and therefore it's considered sealed. The chelev is there, but it's not bonding. Whatever level of connection, maybe it's like a band-aid or something. It's a little bit kind of touching, attached. It's not bonding to the point of a seal. Keep in mind that the word tahar and tame over here is not talking about ritual impurity, but it's almost a borrowed term, tahar meaning the good type and tame meaning the bad type, which we have, that there's the behema asher einena tahora, the behema which is not tahar, meaning kosher, nothing to do with ritual impurity. So that's the statement of Rav. Skipping a line, boy Reb Zera said, Chelev chaya mai, a classic Talmudic question. What about the fat of a chaya? As I mentioned, what's unique about a chaya is that its chelev is also permitted. There are distinctions between behema and chaya. A chaya, for example, needs kisui hadam, covering the blood after the shechita, as does a bird. A behema doesn't. There are different distinctions. So here, the distinction we're focused on is that the chelev, what would be non-kosher fat in the application of a behema, a domesticated type animal, by a chaya, that very fat is permitted. Dafka Omar, Chelev Tahar, so same Vahai Nami Tahar, who? Did Rav mean kosher fat is going to cover over? And this certainly is kosher. That's the rule. Odilma, or maybe Mishum de Mahadek, because the physical attributes of such fat is that it bonds well. Vahailo mahadek, this is the part of the animal that drapes and it's peeled easily. It's not adhering well. In other words, by the chaya, the same properties exist as by a behema, but because it's a chaya, that fat is permitted. So does it have the rule as if this is a gzeres hakosuv? A rule. If it's tahar fat, it closes it up. Or is it a logistical thing? And we found a case by Chaya that it is kosher, but it has the logistical properties of its corresponding fat in the animal, which is not kosher. And therefore, the same logistical physical properties are going to apply, and it will not seal. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Maiti Boilach, why is this a question to you? Nehi Dishari Ba'achila, certainly, it's kosher for eating, but Aduke Lo Mahadik, it doesn't adhere well, and clearly what Rav meant, even though he said Tahar and Tame, kosher, non-kosher fat, he clearly meant the kosher-type fats in a behema, wherever they may be found, as opposed to the non-kosher fats of the behema, wherever they may be found, even if they're found in a place where they're kosher, but they still have the properties described. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.